Hey guys, it's Allison, and this is take three, yes, take three, of my audio boo for November 9th, 2012, because, shock of shocks, I am a potty mouth, and I cannot get fired up about something, it seems, today without cursing, so, sorry. I know that a lot of people on my timeline are not bothered by cursing, and some are, so I'm trying to keep it family-friendly. So anywho, I want to talk to you guys today about parents who name their children stupid, crazy names. This was actually inspired by a post I saw recently on Twitter about a woman who on election day gave birth to twins and proceeded to name them Brock and Mitt. Okay, Brock, maybe. It's a very strong name. It's a biblical name. It's cool. Mitt, what the frick? Seriously. Woman is crazy and probably is not fit to have children. That might be a little extreme, but you know. I don't know, though. Some of the names that I have heard over the years, I wonder if the parents are fit to actually be parents. And subsequently, I wonder why the children do not murder them in their sleep once they realize that they have a crazy name. For example, I once knew of someone who named their daughter, their last name was Valley. They named their daughter first name Autumn, middle name Inatha. Her name was Autumn Inatha Valley. Again, what the frick? Seriously. It enrages me on behalf of these poor, hapless children who have no say over the crazy that they get for parents. Oh my goodness, it's nuts. Second example is of a woman and man whose names were Colin and Pamela. Lovely names. You would think lovely people, but weirdos. Absolute nutters. Because in order to come up with an adequate fitting name for their son, they simply reversed their names. And so the poor boy's name became Nylock Alamap. Again, what the frick? Seriously. Nylock Alamap grew up, not surprisingly, to be kind of a weird emo kid. And I only hope that at some point he will be able to change his name and that he does not go to jail for the murder of his parents at some point in the future. It's just nuts. I mean, I don't understand this at all. It's crazy. Then we have, of course, Frank Zappa with Moonbeam and Dweezil. I know that, you know, he was probably on something most definitely. But I figure a lot of these parents have to be on drugs because you can't be that ridiculous. In which case, again, I fear for the well-being of the child. If you have ever heard of stranger names or than those I have given or any other kind of crazy child names, I find this topic to be absolutely fascinating, so please do share. I hope everybody is having a fabulous Friday. I know I am. I took half a day off. I took a nap, which is why I'm so raring to go here. I don't know if any of you guys ever played the trucker game on DOS called Big Rig, but when your trucker character was really on the ball, it said rested ampersand rearing to go. That is precisely how I feel. And this is me pre any Friday night alcohol. So I hope everybody is having a wonderful, wonderful evening, and we will be talking soon. I will catch you tomorrow on wonderful Saturday. Everybody have a good night and take care. Bye.